The Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Ches Amud Beis, in discussing the Birchas HaAvelim, says Pasach V'Omar, what is the second of the Birchas HaOlim, Birchas HaAvelim? Acheinu HaMiyugoyim HaMedukoyim BeEvel Hazeh, our brothers who are suffering during this terrible Avelis, Tu Levavchem Lach Grazois, pay attention about death. Shizois here medislad. Everybody, unfortunately, will pass away. Nesivhu misheshis yimei breishis. This is a path that has existed from the creation of the world. Rabim shasu, many have drank from this. Many have passed away. Rabim yishtu, many will pass away. Kemishta rishonim, kach mishka achroinim. Just like the earlier generations have passed away, so too will the later generations pass away. Achenu bal necham, achenu who are brothers who are suffering in their avelis, bal nechamas yenachem eschem, the one that could really give consolation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who really has in him the ability to give consolation, yenachem eschem, should console you, baruch nachem avelim. Amra Abaya, says Abaya to this, Rabim Shasu Lema, to say that many have drank from this, many have already passed away, is permissible. Rabim Yishtu Loi Lema, to say many will pass away, is inappropriate. Mishter Rishon Lema, to refer to the earlier generations who passed away, is appropriate. Mishter Achreinim, but to refer to people who will pass away, Loy Lema is inappropriate. Damar B'Shem Ben Lakish. And here the Gemara introduces a new concept. V'kein Tana B'Shmei de Reb Yosi. La'olam ayiftach adam piv l'satan. A person should not open up his mouth to speak about something negative. And says, Om Reb Yosef my Kro. Where do we find this in a pasuk? This concept of Ayiftach Pei L'Satan. So he quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud. The pasuk says, Lulei Hashem Tzavokos, if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hislan Sarid, they left us over some remainder, Kamat Kestoyim Hayinu L'Mar Damina. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous Rachmanis, we would have ended up like Stoyim and Amayra, that we know Stoyim and Amayra completely eradicated. Maya Hadalei, and what does the Pasuk indeed respond after these words of the Navi? Shimu Dvar Hashem Katsine Stoim. The Pasuk already calls them Stoim. So since we see that the Pasuk mentions this, as soon as he said that he somewhat compared them to Stoim, what were the repercussions? The Mefarshim explained, the Chasam Sofer explains, that what is indeed, so how did Abaya speak in such a way, if we're learning that there's a halach of Al Yiftach Piv L'Satan? So, he wants to explain that there's a machloikis rishonim, if when Mashiach comes, there will still be death in the world. Abaya said, not Abaya, the other man, Domer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Achmeni, was of the opinion that even after Mashiach comes, there still will be death in the world. And since there will still be death in the world, saying Rabim Yishtu is acceptable, because he's just reflecting on the reality. Abaya, however, was of the opinion that when Mashiach comes, Meheru Yemenu, there no longer will be death in the world. And so, since there will be no longer death in the world, it's not appropriate to mention death, that will anyway emits Hashem ubila hamavas lenetzach, and there will no longer be death. The Mashal explains why indeed is there a rule of la'olam ayiftach adam piv l'satan. He says the lesson of this Gemara is the power of the speech. When somebody, the power of speech is extremely strong, And therefore, by a person just mentioning death, it could bring that to the world. In fact, there are many halachas based on this halacha, on this concept of al yiftach adam piv l'sata, satan. The Trumas Hadeshin quotes the Sefer Agudah that not only may someone not call someone else a mamzer, but somebody is not allowed to even say he's kim mamzer. He's like a mamzer. And the Raya, he says, from our Gemara. Because the Pasuk that we just quoted, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, by him saying, Kamat kestoim hayinu, didn't say he's from stoim. The Pasuk says, the Kamat kestoim, it's already enough. There's even interesting tshuva in the Ratfaz. The minig in the times of Chazal was that the Avelim, when somebody, Rahman Slom, was sitting Shiva, they sat Katifas Avelim. Katifas Avelim means that they would cover their head, similar to the way we cover our head when we put on the talus. And the Ratvaz says that, asks a question, if our Gemara is saying, Ayiftach Adam Piv L'Satan, so when somebody in the morning puts on his talus and it looks like he's doing Atifa and he looks like he's doing Atifas Avelim, how could he do so? Shouldn't that be in the category of Ayiftach Piv L'Satan? So he answers, indeed, 2 points he makes. He says that indeed one should try to avoid doing that tifa when he puts on the talus in a similar fashion as how he does the atifa, as how atifas avelim is performed. That's 1 point he makes. But the other point that he makes is that the reason we allow for atifas atalus, even though we have this concern that we now mentioned, that it looks similar to atifas avelim, so he says a chiddush. He says atifas atalus creates a situation of breaking the Yetzer Hara. And since this has this powerful, this power to break the Yetzer Hara, that's why it's allowed. Otherwise, indeed, it would be avoided. The Magen Avraham, in Or HaChaim, Siman Reish Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Zayin, says, Yesh Noigim Loimer Vidui Koidim Hashim. The halachas there are hilchas kriyishma lamita, and the Magen Avraham says there's a minig that people say vidui before they go to sleep, and in that vidui there's a wording that the person says im omis temi sasi kipara, that if I pass away my misa should be a kapara. So he says that it's inappropriate to say that a person shouldn't speak that way. Furthermore, there's part of the Nusach, Harbei Chatosi Lefanecha, I have sinned much, V'lo Nefrati Mimeni Echad Me'elof, you haven't really punished me accordingly. Again, the halacha is that a person should do a Cheshbon HaNefesh, says the Magen Avraham, before he goes to sleep, and do tshuva. But the wording that he uses, he must be extremely careful with, because of Al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan. In fact, the Birka Yosef in Yoridei is Simen Shin Ayin Vav, and we're going to quote that halacha in Simen Shin Ayin Vav late in our next year, brings a question from the Mari Kash. He quotes a pasuk that David HaMelech said. David HaMelech said, you have not treated us according to the veiris that we've done, and you haven't punished us for all the veiris we've done. So ask the Birkei Yosef, ask the Marikash, isn't that Al Yiftach Piv L'Satan saying that we haven't been punished adequately. So he answers that since it was talking about a rabbim, it wasn't one individual, a rabbim is different. Ask the Birkei Yosef, our Gemara that proved the concept of al yiftach piv l'satan, it says, is also referring to a rabbim. The pasuk says, kamat kistoim hayinu. It's a lashon rabbim. And yet, says the Gemara, it was a rabbim. So the Birkei Yosef wants to distinguish between saying something in a positive versus a negative. When a person says kamat kistoim hayinu, the lashon that's quoted in our Gemara, that is saying it in a positive way, and that's called al yiftach piv l'satan. David HaMelech said it in a negative. He said loy kachato ein osolanu v'loy kavon esenu gomel aleinu. So since it's said in a lashon shlili, there is no problem of al yiftach piv l'satan. The Michas Elazar in the Sefer Daki Chaim V'Sholem says that this is the reason why if somebody, Rachman Letzlan, is very sick, deathly ill, he should not be called a Choyle Masukin. He shouldn't say he's deathly ill because of what we're just saying, Al Yiftach Pel Esotin. In fact, he says, there are many people that during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, they say Gemar Toiv. He says that that isn't appropriate. By saying Gemar Toiv, you're indicating that the person is coming to a Gemar. He's coming to an end. What would be more appropriate, he says, is you should say Gemar Chasima Toiva. Moreover, Rabbi Huda Chosid, in the Sefer Chasidim, says that when a child is behaving inappropriately, you have to be very careful in general how you speak, and in general how you speak to a child, but particularly by saying something like you're a very bad person or you're going to end up not being a good person. Again, there's a concern for al yiftach peh l'satan. In fact, I saw that there are some that want to explain that a husband, the Sefer Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh, says that one of the reasons, very interesting shot, that one has to treat his wife nicely and buy her nice jewelry is because if someone won't treat their wife that way and the wife will be upset at them, and therefore will speak about them in a derogatory fashion, he now needs to be concerned for yiftach piv l'satan, that his wife may, by saying something negative about him, could cause that should indeed happen. Because the Rashba in the Shalos Teshuvos Chelek Aleph Siman Tufches, he says, Yesh skulos dvarim namlomim shlon nizbar lon atasibosam. There are things that happen that we can't understand why they happen. He says one of those things is bris kruslos vasayim. If somebody said something and he didn't intend, of course, to cause any real damage, yet we see the power of speech, that even though this person did not have any negative intention, as Al Gemara says, has the power to cause terrible damage. And in fact, there are other halachas that are based on this. The Elicha Shloima from Shloima Zalman Orbach quote says that the Gemara says Tichle Shana V'Klaloseha Tochel Shana B'Chaseha. So he says that there are people that print calendars and they sell calendars for the new year. And at the beginning, at the end of the year, as they write, as they print the calendars, they put on the calendar, Tich L'Shana V'Klal Yisrael. He says, writing Tich L'Shana V'Klal Yisrael is inappropriate. It seems to indicate that you're assuming they're going to be clawless this year. Why should a Jew assume that they're going to be clawless in the coming year? The Mashal says that included in our Yiftach Piv L'Satan is when somebody is learning Hilchas Shechita, he should be careful not to demonstrate Hilchas Shechita on himself. Or, along the same line, if somebody's learning a Gemara or giving a Shir, and there are situations discussed in the Gemara or the other subjects that one is learning that speak about a negative situation, the halacha is that one should not use himself or his own personal situation as an example of something terrible that could happen. All because of our Yiftach Piv L'Satan. But certainly, say the Mefarshim, if we're so concerned about our Yiftach Piv L'Satan, we know that throughout Halacha, the concept is, throughout our Jewish tradition, is Midah Toiva is Meruba V'Midah Peronius. So if by a negative, as we're learning in our shiurim, there are such concerns for negative repercussions, how much more can be accomplished when one speaks positively? So if one says something positive about someone else, or one gives a bracha to someone else, that certainly it has a tremendous positive effect. And in fact, that's why, and the Rashba says this is why we know the Gemara says, La'olam altei birchas hedyit kal beinecha. Even the bracha of any individual has tremendous power. Because here we see that if for the bad it has a power, kal v'chomer ben benoisha kal v'chomer, for the good it has tremendous positive power.